A million people line New York streets to see the annual Thanksgiving Day parade.
Over the course of the nearly nine decades since Macy's immigrant employees organized the first annual Thanksgiving Day parade, the floats and balloons have been getting larger, more colorful, and more surprising. This year, school children were invited to the Macy's Parade Studios outside New York City for a first look at several just-completed floats. Bella was excited to be here.
I think it's great because I get to see all of these floats before anyone else does at the parade, so I think it's cool. And I like that they get to do acrobatics on it.
9-year-old Moral was inspired.
I really like art and making things, so it's really cool for me to see all this like being made and how it looks when it's done.
John Piper is vice president of the studio and so-called head balloonatic. He says his work is fun all the time.
Or at least it seems that way. It's a lot of work. All year long, the artists of the Macy's studio build these giant floats. We create them from scratch. I have the finest carpenters and welders and metal workers and sculptors and painters and illustrators all collaborating together.
The floats are supposed to showcase the parade's commercial sponsors in time for the start of the Christmas season. But Amy Kula, the event producer, says there's more to it than that.
And that is to maintain the beauty and the majesty of this parade. And this parade is always about giving back, and it's about entertaining.
But most important, it's about leaving it intact for the next generation. With only days left until Thanksgiving, New Yorkers and Americans can look forward to a Thanksgiving Day parade that's a visual feast with all the trimmings. Adam Phillips, VOA News, Munachi, New Jersey.